Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of All Creatures Great and Small, written by James Herriot, produced from master recordings provided by Chivers Press Publishers Limited. Production of this compilation supervised by Tony Hutz and read by Christopher Timothy.
Chapter 1. They didn't say anything about this in the books, I thought, as the snow blew in through the gaping doorway and settled on my naked back. I lay face down on the cobbled floor in a pool of nameless muck, my arm deep inside the straining cow, my feet scrabbling for a toehold between the stones. I was stripped to the waist and the snow mingled with the dirt and the dried blood on my body. I could see nothing outside the circle of flickering light thrown by the smoky oil lamp which the farmer held over me. No, there wasn't a word in the books about searching for your ropes and instruments in the shadows, about trying to keep clean in a half bucket of tepid water, about the cobbles digging into your chest, nor about the slow numbing of the arms, the creeping paralysis of the muscles as the fingers tried to work against the cow's powerful expulsive efforts. There was no mention anywhere of the gradual exhaustion, the feeling of futility, and the little far-off voice of panic. My mind went back to that picture in the obstetrics.